This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, dear friends. So, the Gemara had a kasha on Rava and Barpada. Barpada said that Kedusha loipaka b'chdi. Barpada said that if you redeem something, it becomes holy again. And after you cut down the tree, that you said it should only be holy until you cut it down, then you would have to redeem it for the Kedusha to go off, because Kedusha lo paka b'chdi. The Gemara also brought the opinion of Rava that there's a difference between Kedusha saguf and Kedusha damim. Abaye asked the Kasha. We see even by Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Paka Bechdi. The Gemara said, no, the case is where you said that it's only holy Lidmei. So Gemara had the following question. Because the Reisha spoke about a case where you said this Shar should be an Oila for 30 days, and after 30 days it should be a Shlamim. So Allah is for 30 days it's an Ayla, and afterwards it's a Shlamim. That seems to indicate that Kedushas Haguf is Paka Bechdi. The Gemara says, well, we could say it's talking about Kedushas Damim. So the Gemara had a kasha like this. But the Seifa says that after 30 days it's an Ayla, and now it's a Shlamim. So the Allah is that now it's a Shlamim, and after 30 days it's an Ayla. So it has to be one of these cases is Kedushas Haguf and one of them is Kedushas Damim. Why? Because that's why the Tana had to teach two cases. Because I would have thought maybe Kedushas Haguf loy paka bachti. Only Kedushas Damim is paka bachti. So it taught two cases, but if you're going to say both cases are Kedushas Damim, why do I have to teach both cases? If mi Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala, from Oila to Shlomim, the Kedusha is Paka. From Kedusha Kala to Kedusha Chamura, certainly it's Paka. So the Gemara says this seems to disprove Barpada, who says that Kedusha Lai Paka Bechti. Here we see even Kedusha Saguf is Paka Bechti. This is where we are up to. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Papa said, Amar Lecha Barpada, you know, Barpada would say to you like this, Imloy Amar Mei Achshav Shlamim. If you don't say from now, if you would not have said from now it's a Shlamim, La'achar Shloishim Yoim Oila Have, it would have been an Oila after 30 days. In this case of the Seifa, which we thought indicates Kedusha's Paka Bechdi, it doesn't mean that after 30 days it is an Oila. It means it would have been an Oila had you not said that for the first 30 days it's a Shlamim. Meaning, the Kedusha is Loi Paka. And since the Kedusha's Shlamim is Loi Paka, Mamela, the Kedusha of the Oila is not Chal. Because where Barpada is correct, Kedusha loy paka bechdi. It doesn't mean that after the animal is a shlamim, it becomes an oila. It means it would have been an oila had you not said it should be a shlamim. Midi dahava ha'omer le'isha. This similar to a case where if you would have said to a woman, Hiskad shili la'achar shloshim yoim, marry me after 30 days, you give her money now and you say, marry me after 30 days, the mekudeshes, that she's married. Even though when 30 days comes, the money is still not around, it got used up, still it would have been a good kedushin. The point of this seifa is teaching that had it not been that you said it should be a shlamim now, it would have been an oila after 30 days. It would have been an oila after 30 days. Not that it is an oila because Kedusha is paka bechdi, but Kedusha is not paka bechdi, and therefore it would have been an oila. Let's see the Ran. The Ran is Amar Rav Papa. Hachi ka Amar. Im loy Amar me'achshav shlamim la'achar shloshim yoyim oy lahapa. Perush, seifa asinan l'trusei. We're coming to answer the seifa. Ava reisha k'dekaima kaima. The reisha will remain the same. Meaning we're not reading the reisha that the kedusha of the shlamim would have been chal had you not said oila. But rather, we're learning the kedusha of the. Rather, we're learning the kedusha of the oila is chal. The kedusha of the oila is chal. I'm sorry, in the case of the Reisha, the Kedusha of the Shlamim is Chal. Not it would have been Chal had you not said Oila, it is Chal. And I, Kedusha's Loi Paka Bechdi, it's talking about Kedusha's Damim. And Kedusha's Damim is Paka Bechdi. So the Reisha is talking about Kedusha's Damim, the Seifa is talking about Kedusha's Haguf, and the Seifa is not saying that the Kedusha, the second Kedusha of the second Kedusha of Oila is Chal. It's saying it would have been Chal. Says the Ran. Ula Oilam de Amar Ledeme. V'loi Tikshi Labar Pada. And we're not going to ask on Bar Pada. Don't we at least see Kedusha's Damim Loi Paka? I'm sorry, don't we at least see Kedusha's Damim is Paka? Because in the Reisha, the oila, kedushas oila, goes off and it becomes a shlamim. We already said once we're dealing with kedushas damim, you could make an akimta that he redeemed it. Avo seifa mitartzinan. The seifa we're going to answer. The hachi kamar la'achar lamed yoyim oila. After 30 days, it's an oila. Umeachshav shlamim. Now it's a shlamim. La'achar lamed yoyim tehei oila kedvarav. After 30 days, it would have been an oila, like he said, Imlay Amar Me'achshav Shlamim, had he not said that first it should be a Shlamim. Now, the Ran points out very interestingly that it's coming to teach me two Chidushim. Chidush number one, Ve'kamashulan Tarti, it's teaching me two Chidushim. Chidush number one is Chada Dechi Amar La'achar Lamed Yoyim Oila Belchud Chayel. Chiddush number one is, I could say right now that I want something to be an oila after 30 days. Who said you could make such a statement? Maybe if you want to make something an oila, you have to make an oila now. Who said you could say, I want this to be an oila in 30 days? V'loy tema, don't say, kivan d'loy kadosh hashta, that since it's not holy now, loy kadosh nami l'achar shaita, it's not kadosh later. D'less, that's not true. Ela l'basar zimna nami chayel. Midam dehava al ha'omer le'isha. Similar to if you tell a woman, you're married to me after 30 days. So the first chiddush is that in a test tube, in a case, in a laboratory, if you would just say, I want to be makdish something after 30 days, it's kadosh after 30 days. Don't say that you can't be makdish something later. Now in this case then, it would have been an oila after 30 days. So why is it not? The kamash l'anami. The dafka kishaloi amar me'achshav shlamim hu dehava la'achar lamed yoyim oila. The chiddush is only when you don't say now it should be a shlamim would it be an oila after 30 days. Aval hechad amar me'achshav shlamim, but if you say first it should be a shlamim, lo hava la'achar lamed yoyim oila. It's not an oila after 30 days. Why? Umili tuva kamash malan baha. There's a number of chidushim here. Number one, chada the kedushas haguf loy paka bachti. Kedushas haguf is not paka. V'loy te mahani mili kedusha chamura de oila. Don't say only kedusha, a chamur kedusha like an oila is loy paka. Deles, it's not true. La filu kedusha kala de shlamim loy paka bachti. Even a lighter, a more lenient kedusha like shlamim does not dissipate out of nothing. Mishim hachi nakat kedusha kamaisa b'shlamim. That's why it first picked the first kedusha by shlamim. V'loi nakta ba'oila dumya d'reisha. And it didn't pick a case of oila similar to the reisha. Meaning, if the reisha's kedusha's damim and the seifa's kedusha's haguf, So then just stick with a case where the first Kedusha is Oila. The answer is it wants to teach me a Chiddush that even a light Kedusha of Shlomim, if it's Chal, it's Ma'akev, the more Chamer Kedusha of Oila from taking place afterwards. So the Reisha is saying Kedushas Damim is Paka Bechdi, and therefore the Shlomim is Chal afterwards. The Seifa is saying the Oila would have been Chal. It's not Chal because the Shlomim was Chal. The Loi Tema, the Ran says, don't say Hani Mili Hechad Amar Sharza Shlomim Kolam Yoim. Don't say this is only true where the person says this Shar is a Shlomim for 30 days. Because in such a case, the Kedusha of Shlomim spreads, expands, and goes. It has nothing to prevent it. Here's another Chiddush. Maybe Kedusha like Paka Bechdi is if you say, this animal should be a Shlomim for 30 days. So then nothing's stopping it from expanding. But maybe in this case, where you first said after 30 days it should be an Oila, and then you said the first 30 days it should be a Shlomim. So maybe you already, so to speak, put in a container the Kedusha Shlomim for 30 days originally. So maybe then the Kedusha is Paka. El afilu kishe hispis boi la'achar mekein Kedushas Oila. Even if you are matpis, you created a situation of hektish afterwards of Oila, sakedai techamina chayla, I would think, well, maybe the Kedushas Oila is Chal, because after all, you first said after 30 days it should be an Oila, and then for the first 30 days it should be Shlomim. I would think the Chiha Gavna Loi Mikra Paka Bakhti, maybe that's not called the Kedushas Shlomim is Paka Bakhti. The Adaraba, it's not its Paka Bakhti, Kedusha Basram Al Yotvei. Maybe it's the second Kedusha is stronger. The second Kedusha is Oila. Vavim min Kedusha Kala L'chamura. Maybe it's not called Paka Bechdi, because the second Kedusha is stronger. And it's going from a lighter Kedusha to a stronger one. So maybe then it is Paka. V'oid, furthermore, shekedusha shlomim miyad shechala abhimazu matza kedushas oilo shimaynat miyispashet. And another factor is, maybe it's paka because it has nowhere to go, because it can't expand. Maybe only kedusha that could expand doesn't dissipate. But here, where there's no room for it to expand, first of all, the kedusha of the oila comes after. Second of all, you first said after 30 days it should be an oila. So when you were makdish it as a shlomim, maybe there was only room for it to expand for 30 days. It's moynasa mi ispashe lachar shloshim yom. B'sal kedai techamina d'chol ki hay gavna loy tehe behem ezun nitfesas b'kedusha shlomim. Maybe in such a case, this animal would not be nitfas b'kedusha shlomim only for 30 days. El ad shloshim yom. Kamash malon, the chiddush is da'afilu ki hay gavna kedushas shlomim kedushas aguf loy paka b'chdi. So you say, well, maybe that's only if the Kedusha Shlomim was Chal first. But what if you first said, I want after 30 days the Kedusha Oila to be Chal, and then you made the first 30 days Shlomim. So from the very onset that you made the Kedusha of Shlomim, it had nowhere to go. Maybe then it is Paka. V'loi tema, don't say Hani Mila Kishahiktim Kedusha Shlomim the Kedusha Oila. Maybe don't say that's only when you are makdim the kedusha of a shlamim to the kedusha of oila. Kagain sha'amar, let's say you said kol shloshim yom shlamim for 30 days, it's a shlamim. Va'achar shloshim yom oila. Debechi hay gavna din hu shatei kedusha shlamim spashat asvay lachas. In this case, it makes sense for the kedusha shlamim to expand. No, ela afilu eicha shehiktim amar la'achar shloshim yom oila. It's teaching me that even if you first said after 30 days it should be an oila. Sakedai techamina, I would think kedusha shlamim lemishkacha ravcha, that the kedusha of shlamim doesn't have space, Elosh Shloshim Yom, only for 30 days, V'lay Tachol Yoyser, Kamash Malon, Dikivan, Shebetach Kedei Dibur, since within the very same breath that you said, after 30 days, Shvi Oila, Amar Mayachshav Shlomim, Chaylo Lei Kedusha Shlomim, the Kedusha Shlomim Eschal, V'shuv Ein Makim, the Kedusha Oila Lachol Klal. So there are a bunch of Chidushim here. Number one, it is possible to make Kedusha begin first after 30 days, just like marriage. Second of all, now that you could make a Kedusha after 30 days, and that Kedusha would have been Chal, but if you first say, now it should be a Shlamim, it's not going to be an Oila after 30 days. Why? First of all, Kedushas HaGuf Loi Paka. And it's not only the Kedusha of Oila, which is a Chomer Kedusha, would not be Paka, but even if it would be Shlamim. And not only if you first say it should be a Shlamim is a Loi Paka, but even if you first say that the Kedusha this din that Kedushas HaGuf Loi Paka is not only if you just say it should be Shlamim for 30 days, but even if you say, and after it should be an Oila, where it is followed by Kedusha, and it's followed by more stronger Kedusha, maybe then it is Paka Bachti. And maybe if you first say that the Kedushas Oila is Chal after 30 days, and then you say the first 30 days is Kedusha Shlamim, maybe then it is Paka, because first came the Oila, Kedusha after 30 days. So it's teaching me that in any situation, an original Kedusha is not Paka, and will not even give way to a Kedusha that was stated first, even if it's a stronger Kedusha. The Ran continues. When the Gemara says that we read it, that the Kedushas Oila would have been Chal, does that mean that we're saying the Braisa is corrupt? Because it doesn't really say that. It seems to say the Kedushas Oila is Chal. Now we're reading it to mean it would have been Chal. The Lav Dimishab Dimishab Shinan La Labraisa. We're not corrupting the Braisa. Alachi Kamar. We're reading it. Misha Amar Lachar Shlishim Yom Oila. Umayachshav Shlomim. Roi Hu Shetei Lachar Lamin Yom Oila. It would have been fitting for it to have that halacha. But once you said, now it's a shlamim, zehu shemoyneh l'kedushas oila, that is what prevents the kedushas oila, shaloi tachal, from not being chal mishum to kedushas shlamim, loi paka b'chti, it is not paka by itself, shaloi toimar, so that you don't say, shazeh she'anu oimrim, shekedushas shlamim, mispashatas v'ilechas, it's so you don't say that this, that we say, that the Kedusha Shlomim expands, Hainu Mishum Shazesh Sha'amar La'achar Shloshim Yom Oila Ein Bidvar of Klum. You might say, you know why the Shlomim expands? Because you can't say the Kedusha's Oila is first Chal after 30 days. Maybe it's because the given the Kedusha's Oila Loi Chayla HaShabasar Shloshim Yom. Maybe you'll say the given the Kedusha's Oila Loi Chayla Hashta. Maybe, since the Kedusha Oila is not Chal now, maybe Basar Shloshim Yom Nami Loi Chayla. V'loi lahavet time mishum d'loi paka Kedusha Shlomim b'chdi. It's not because Kedusha Shlomim doesn't go off b'chdi. D'lesa, it's not true. Kedusha Shlomim, that's not the reason. The reason is not because... Don't say that it's not because that Kedusha Shlomim is not Paka Bachti. Maybe it's because the Kedushas Oila was never Chal. Delesa, the Ilu Loi Amar Me'avshav Shlomim. Had you not said, now it's a Shlomim, Lachar Shloshim Yom Oila Havi, it would have been an Oila. So then, if it would have been an oila, meaning if it would not have been an oila, so then you could say that the shlamim expanded. But now, what's the reason why the meaning if the oila would not have been chal? If the oila would not have been chal, so then you could say, well, the fact that the shlamim continues, it's not because it's loy pak abachti, it's because it has nowhere to go. But now, had you not said, but now that the oila is chal, vaday taima demay de amar hashta de loy hava oila, the reason why it's not an oila, hayne mishum de kedusha shlam loy pak abachti. Meaning, theoretically, you could have said the reason why it's not an oila is because the oila is not chal. Since it's not chal now, it's not chal after 30 days. The chiddush is, no, it would have been chal. So why is it not? Because kedusha shlamim lo paka b'chdi. Says Aran kein nir ali. This is how it seems to me to explain the shak levataria. Umini muke harbe min hasham lamati. I learned this from the svara and the depth of many of the Rishonim. And what's the chiddush of the Sefer? V'chitema mai kamashmon Sefer. Del achar shlamim mahani. What's the chiddush of the Sefer? What's the chiddush of the Sefer? V'chitema mai kamashmon Sefer. Del achar shlamim mahani. That after 30 days, the oila could have been chal. Hatani lai reisha kol shalisha oila ul achashavim shlamim. I know from the reisha that the shlamim would have been chal. So, in other words, what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the hektish is chal later. I know from the reisha that hektish is chal later. Says the Gemara, no. It says around had I only had the Reisha, I would have thought that maybe Hektish is only Chal later if you don't retract. So the Seifa teaches me that even if you want to retract, the Kedushas Oilu would have been Chal if not for the fact that the Kedushas Shlomim Loi Pak Abachti. Kamashmalan Seifa, the Afilu Hadar Bey, Nami Loi Matsil Mahadar. You can't retract Ukidamaskinan. Now, the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara says that the way to read the Seifa, to answer up our Pada, is that the Kedushas Oila would have been Chal had it not been for the Kedushas Shlamim, because Kedusha Lai Paka Bechdi, and the proof that an Oila could have been Chal after 30 days is like similar to if you tell a woman, marry me now for after 30 days, that she's married, even if when 30 days comes, the money is gone. So now the Gemara asks, Pshita. The Ran explains, what's the Kasha Pshita? Kolaymar, Pshita de Mahani ki hasam v'lam le latan lashminan. Isn't it Pashit? You could be makdish something for after 30 days? Isn't it Pashit? You could be makdish something for after 30 days? Just like a woman. So why does the Tana have to teach me that, oh, the Kedushas Oilo would have been Chal for after 30 days? We know that from Kedushin, you can marry a woman, give her money now and tell her she should be married after 30 days. So the Ran asks, and this part of the Ran is not authorized, but the Ran asks, isn't it a big Chiddush? The kasha is, maybe the chiddush is, it's saying that the kedushas oila is chal even when you retract. The Ran says, "V'entari my kamash pshita adaraba tsricha rabba dami." Because by maybe the chiddush is that even though the money is gone, in other words, what are we trying to say? The chiddush is that you could be makdir something for after 30 days just like a woman. So the Ran says, well, and we're trying to say the chiddush of the seifa is even if he retracts, it's still hektish. But you can't learn that out from a woman, because by a woman, even if the money is gone, but there's a, you gave her the money, and that creates a certain responsibility, a certain shibut to her. So therefore she's married. Because if you gave her the money, even if she lost the money, but that money created a shibud. However, just because a person says that after 30 days it should be an oila, but maybe he could retract. So isn't there a big chiddush? It's not so pasha that just because you could marry a woman now for after 30 days, you could makdish something as an oila for after 30 days. Because if you marry a woman for after 30 days, you already gave her the money. You gave her the money, so she's meshubet to you. So if she's meshubet to you, even if she retracts, but there's a shibud, as opposed to if you're makdish an animal for after 30 days, well, why can't you retract? So the Ran says, even at this step of the Gemara, we're relying on what we say later on, that since you made a statement to Hektish, there's a concept of Amirasai Legavaya Kemisirasai Lahedyay Dami. So therefore, it's for sure not worse than Kedushay Isha. So again, back to the Gemara. Pshita, it's obviously tzricha de hadarbe. The chiddush is that you could retract. The chiddush is that, I'm sorry, that even in a case where you retracted, it would still be meaning, he retracts the statement that it should be an oila after 30 days. And the chiddush is, really, it would have been an oila after 30 days if not for kedusha laipaka b'chti. Meaning, it's the chiddush is, he retracts. So Gemara says, wait a second. It's not so pashut, you could retract. Don't tell me the chiddush is that even where he retracts, and he says, no, you know what? I don't want it to be an oila after 30 days. It would have been an oila had it not been a shlamim. Says Gemara, Hanich l'man de'amar eino chayzaris. This goes well according to the man de'amar, that if you give a woman money and you say, I'm married to you after 30 days, she can't retract. El'man de'amar chayzaris. But if she could retract, so then what's the chiddush over here by hekdish? L'chayra, you actually could retract by hekdish just like by marriage. My ikalameimar. So the Gemara says, no, the chiddush is, even according to the opinion that you, the woman could retract by marriage, you can't retract by hektish. Why? Hanich l'man d'amar eino chazaris, l'man d'amar chazaris, my ikalameimar. To which the Gemara says, afilu man d'amar hasam chazaris, even if you want to say by marriage, she could retract. Hacha shani, here it's different. By hektish, you can't retract. In other words, if you say it should be after 30 days, it should be an oila, and the first 30 days it should be a shlamim, it would have been an oila if not for the fact that kedusha lai paka b'chti. But if kedusha paka b'chti, it would have been an oila, even if you retract. Why? Hachashani damirasi l'gavaya kemisirasi l'hadyoit. Speaking to hektish is like giving it over to a regular person. So even though by Kedushin she can't retract, even according to the Mandamar, by Kedushin she could retract, you can't retract by Hektish. Says the Ran, Hanich l'mandamar ina chayzaras. plukta d'Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes or Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish v'perek ha'emer de kedushin. Even if you want to say she could retract by marriage, he can't retract. Okay, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Abin and Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi, were sitting before Rabbi Yirmiyah, become an amnim Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah was dozing. Yasi v'ka'amri l'barpada. They were sitting and they said, they asked the question according to Shitas Barpada. What's the question? L'barpada, the amri padan chazos v'kitsha, is according to Barpada. That if you redeemed it. So a guy was makdish, the animal, and it was redeemed. Let's say a guy was makdish, the saplings. He said it should be holy until it's cut down. And Barpada holds that even if you redeem it, it becomes holy again. Tifshayt debay ravashia. We should be able to be poishayt the shayla of ravashia. What that shayla is, we'll see Bezos Hashem next week. Okay? So that's Daf Chavtes Amad Beis. I wish you all a beautiful night. Thank you very much. Hatzlach Rava. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.